Nick Sirianni is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Island Pizza in Douglasville this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against the New York Giants. That's this Sunday. I'm just waiting for get word that we have Nick here, because that was a phenomenal performance by everyone. And on the line, the coach of the 11-1 Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angelo.
Nick, in all this terrific season, was that your team's most complete win?
I think what you saw yesterday was just the offense, defense, special teams all came together and played really well. So, yeah, I think that was one of our most complete games, just because every phase contributed, every phase pulled its weight, and every phase just really went out there and balled.
I got to tell you, Nick, it's very rare you will see a team that has a set of problems, and all of them appear to be fixed in one game. But you stopped the run brilliantly. Special teams was excellent. Their passing game was terrific. Your running was great. Were those all points of emphasis in the week, and how did it end up that they all worked out so well?
You know, I mean, anytime you have something that you deem as a problem and really just something that you want to fix every mistake from every game. So last game, you know, our kickoff coverage wasn't up to our standard, and we went out and fixed that. But it's been, you know, it hasn't been, you know, all season. It was just like last game, the kickoff coverage was not up to our standard. And then, you know, we started that game, and after our score got a big hit and kind of set the stage there. And then defensively, we've had a couple games that against the run haven't been up to our standard, but, you know, the last couple weeks have been really good. And so we just continued, the coaches on defensive side continue to put the guys in good spots to make plays, and defensive players go out and they make the plays. So we got really good players over there. Offensively, I think we've just proved that we can kind of win any way we need to. If we need to run it for 300 yards, we'll do that. If we need to throw it for 300 yards, we'll do that. So it doesn't, you never know how that's going to play out. I mean, we do, you guys don't, we're not going to tell you, hey, this is going to play out this way this week, but you know, we'll do whatever we need to do to win the game on that offensive side.
Nick, that's the next thing I was going to ask you. So the last 2 weeks we've seen Hurts run amok phenomenally at over 100 yards in the first quarter running the ball. We saw him throwing the ball brilliantly yesterday. Do you know before a game which of these two weapons you're going to use and how much of it?
Well, sure. We look at the tape all week. We grind all week as coaches to figure out what's the best way to attack. I don't know if we have, I think this last 2 weeks, let's be honest, these last 2 weeks have been very unusual where it's dominated on one side. Cause I think we've been pretty balanced. If you look at the stats, we've been pretty balanced as far as our run game, and we're in the top portion of the league in both run and pass. But you go in with a plan to say, hey, I think we can do this, or I think we can do that. It's just been extreme the last 2 weeks. Again, you don't want to be extreme anytime, but at least we weren't extreme all run the last two games, or all past the last two games. It was extreme to the other end. But you're trying, you know, you're trying to be balanced, but you also are going to try to do everything you can do to win the game. And if that's throw for 380 yards like we did yesterday, that's what we'll do.
AJ Brown was spectacular. I'm not shocked. He has that ability. I'm just wondering how much of it was a motivation to beat the team he used to play on.
You know, motivation on this team, we talk about this a lot. We talk about this an awful lot. Motivation on this team is to not let each other down and to play for each other. That's the greatest motivation of any team that you can have, is how do we win for each other? How do we not let each other down? But, you know, human nature is going to take over too. Of course he was motivated a little bit extra. But what I loved about what AJ did is he didn't change his process throughout the week. He went through the process all the week to make sure he was ready to play in that game. And then he had a little bit extra juice in that game because, you know, he was playing his former team. And so, but I think if you let the entire week, if you think about that in the entire week and let it affect your process, then you might not be ready to play. But he didn't do that, and he was ready to play, and he went out and had a big-time game.
Nick, the guy's 25. Is it surprising to you that the former team he was on gave up on him?
Hey, I'm just happy we have him. He's a phenomenal player, phenomenal person, fits in great with the room, great teammate, and so I'm just happy he's a Philadelphia Eagle.
All right, let's go to the defense, because if you're gearing up to stop Derrick Henry, Nick, I'm figuring, well, there probably won't be a great pass rush that day, and you had six sacks. So you had both of that covered. Explain to me what was going on that defensive line yesterday.
Well, sometimes, Angelo, it gets to known pass situations. If you're third and eight, you don't have to stop the run anymore. So what we talk about a lot is you have to earn the right to rush the passer, right? You got to earn the right to rush the passer. What does that mean? Well, you win on first and second down. You win you put them in second and long and stuff like that. So that's what was happening yesterday. Like we were winning on early downs, and then some of the sacks came on third down. And they came quick. Those guys were getting home fast. To the quarterback. So, you know, it's not like, hey, and we went out there and we knew we had to stop Derrick Henry. He's one of the best players in this league. And the guys did a good job of not letting it was a full team. When you stop the run like that, it's a full team defensive effort, right? And so that means we are winning with knockback on the line of scrimmage with our defensive line. The linebackers were fitting their gaps really well. And then the secondary did a really nice job of coming in and cleaning up off of that. I saw a number of plays our secondary guys have made yesterday to stop runs. And because that's the key with Henry, if he gets into the second level, he's really hard to tackle. If he gets into the second level with a head of steam, he's really hard to tackle. So, you know, we did a nice job stopping the run, and we're going to have to do that again this week, knowing we're playing a really good back this week and a good offensive line this week as well.
No doubt. Special teams, though, is maybe the biggest surprise, because they have not been a huge help this year for you, and they were terrific also yesterday. How did you change that around? What did you do, Nick, that made them so much more effective?
I think that group has a lot of pride, and we've had elements of being down. I set the record straight. We've had elements of being down. It felt like, you know, we had a play here or a play there each game that needed to be fixed. But that doesn't always mean it's one, you know, one unit. It might not always be the punt return unit. It might not always be the kick return unit. We just had to play a complete game. And we did that. We hit on all phases. We were sticking. We were playing physical. And that was, you know, we really set the stage of how the game was going to be of when we were playing physical on those units. And then I thought Covey did a really good job of returning the ball. And, you know, they were punting it, and he catches everything. And then we were getting great blocks for him. And it's nice when you're starting drives at the 40-yard line. That makes a big, big difference to be up. We were up 21-10, 21-10 in the to start the second half, and then we get a big time return from our punt return unit, and all of a sudden we're in scoring range pretty much, and we go up three scores, so that's huge. And it was just a great complete game by the guys on special teams. Great job by the coaches of, you know, and I will say, you know, last game particularly wasn't up to our standard, so it was a great bounce back game, and we know, I mean, this is a, you know, an old age saying, as we all know, like, it's not about what happens, it's about how you respond to what happens, and our special teams coaches and our special teams players responded to a game that wasn't up to their standard, and that's what good teams do, that's what good men do, and I was glad to see that yesterday.
Well, you didn't leave us so much to complain about after that one,
but I'm sure you got something anyway.
I just have this one thing, and that was, you know, I'm sure you're not thrilled about it either. All the false starts, those penalties, seven penalties first 20 minutes. What was the cause of that? What was going on there, Nick?
You know, any pre-snap penalty is a reflection of the coach, and so I'm taking everything right there. We got to clean up just the cadence, just our timing of it, and why do I say that? Right, if I'm not cleaning that up in practice, then it is going to be an issue in the game, and I got to be more on my detail on that in practice, and because it's not like it was, you know, just one guy. It was everybody. So naturally, we have a problem there. I'll make sure we get this thing fixed. But yeah, that was disappointing. I was disappointed in myself for that. And like I said, when that happens, we'll go out and do everything we can do to fix it. But, you know, I mean, a credit to the guys, they overcame because we had 14 points with all those penalties. And that's hard to do. You know, Devontae got us out of the hole on the third. He ran a really nice route. We false start on third and one. And then on third and six, he runs this unbelievable route to continue the drive. Or I think it was third and eight or something like that.
Last thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go, Angelo. I already said I was the one who screwed it up. Go ahead.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to ask you was, third quarter, you had a challenge that didn't work. And I saw you have an exchange with the ref on the sideline that seemed to be lighthearted, which I'm just, do you remember what it was about?
I really don't, but I can't remember what I said about being extreme. I can't be extreme all the time. I can't always be yelling at everybody. I got to have some lighthearted conversations as well. So that was an opportunity for me to have I like those guys that ref the game yesterday. It was an opportunity for me to have a lighthearted exchange with them. And see, you know, what they do on those, you know, just to let everybody in on that, what the referees do on those. They got a couple refs looking at the play. And then they got the guys in New York looking at the play, and then the one guy stands by me and kind of tells me what's going on. So I'm getting kind of a play by play from him on that. So that was just an opportunity to talk to the guy. Why did I do it? Well, we were up 21-10. We got what was it was close. I wasn't like, hey, this is for sure going to go our way, right? So it was close. I thought, you know, with the way our defense was playing, if we could go up three scores, you know, early, then it would be really hard for them to come back, which was, you know, obviously that was true, right? It was going to be hard for them to come back up three scores. They didn't score in the second half. So I just thought that if we could get that one right there, it was close. Mm. And if we could get that one right there, that'd be a big momentum swing. And obviously we didn't, right? And so it was close. I knew it was close. But I thought that the reward was worth the risk there with what happened. And hey, you know, the special teams made the defense got stopped the next play. Special teams got the ball to the 40-yard line, and you know, we lost the timeout, but we got great field position. So everybody picked up from the mistake that I made.
Nick, all we got to say is you're 11-1. We're not questioning anything you do. You must be a genius. That's all we know. And thank Howie, too. He did a pretty good job putting this team together.
I'll make sure I do that.
Nick, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Angela.
Nick Sirianni, he's 11-1. It's insane. 215. This has only happened once in the history of the Eagles. And that was the end of the season. They only played 12 games back then.
Yeah, I know.